So you've got a designer to come in and do a redesign of your website. Maybe you have an in-house developer, or you're using a third-party developer, and your website really needed some attention from the visual point of view. Functionally, it works very well. You've got a great content management system. It does everything you want. The problem is that the designer comes in, does a lovely piece of design that is then implemented by the technical team. You then put a load of content in, and off you go. But over the period of time where you're entering content and the developer is implementing the templates that the designer has produced, things change, little things. Things that probably you wouldn't notice, or if you do notice, you kind of just presume there's a technical reason that they're that way. So the design becomes compromised and doesn't have that polish and slickness that it originally had. So I think there's a real value if you're getting a designer that's handing off work to a developer to get them in after the developer has finished implementing the templates and get them to check over what the developer has done and make tweaks and changes to make sure that your website looks as slick as possible. Equally, once you've, as you've been entering content, every few months, get the designer to just look over it and do a bit of a tidy up on the website. These kinds of things are really valuable because it keeps that website looking professional. It's the little things that people judge your website on. Because they're judging it so quickly in making decisions about whether it's trustworthy or not, they can dismiss a website on the most trivial of things. I've seen this happen in usability testing. So getting a designer to tidy up your website every once in a while and to review work done by developers is extremely important. And that is my tip for the day.